Hey Daddy, I'm sitting here recording because it's a bit easier at the moment. I am finishing up an assignment that has to be done by Tuesday, because last week after my dad died, I didn't get any work done, and my assignment had to be in on Tuesday, and I never got to finish or got to do anything. It was a bit hard, so they gave me a week extension. So, this week, Tuesday, it has to be handed in. So, I'm busy with that, so that's why my replies are also taking a while, because I'm sitting in front of my computer, trying to just do everything. But, I'll just touch on a few things that I haven't, answered yet. So, I'll start with the depressing stuff. So you asked how my dad died. Well, I really can't remember what I've told you and what I haven't told you. Long story short, he's been battling with some mental issues for the past few years. We don't really know how long, but he was diagnosed about 3 years ago, or maybe 4 years ago, I'm not sure. But he has had narcissistic personality disorder, and he was also diagnosed as a sociopath and a compulsive liar. So he had a few mental issues, and he had a, you know, like a criminal history. He stole a lot of money from a lot of people, and recently he had a fiance. My mom and him have been divorced since 2012. So he had a fiance, and then she found out that he had recently stolen some money. And then she left him. And that was 6 weeks ago, so 7 weeks ago. So then he went and lived with my grandparents, who stayed close to him. And he was just, like, depressed all over again. And it just started going downhill. And the guy that he owed money to started threatening him and his whole family, including my grandmother and grandfather. And I think he just couldn't, like, take it anymore, I think. And he said that Jackie, who was his fiance, was, like, the love of his life, and he couldn't take it anymore. And she was his last strand of hope. And apparently on the 28th of March, he decided officially that he didn't want to live anymore. And my sister and I, we didn't really have a relationship with him, because he, you know, of everything that happened, we lost everything when I was in the 11th grade. We lost everything, and we had to go live with my mom's parents for a year in a really small house. And it was like, he did a lot of, like, really bad things that's not worth mentioning. But so it was just one disappointment after another, and it resulted in my sister and I not really having a relationship with him anymore. And it was just kind of awkward, and, you know, we'd, like, screen his calls and not reply his messages if he ever did send any, you know, like, he rarely sent any messages, or he rarely called. And he wrote in his suicide note that he didn't come see us often because he felt ashamed, and he felt like we were ashamed of him, and he felt like we were a reminder of every bad choice that he ever made. You know, so I understand why he didn't put in more effort. I had a lot of guilt about not putting in more effort myself, but, you know, my family keeps reminding me that he was the parent, and he had to, you know, be the person to take those steps. So I'm trying to see it that way, but I still feel horrible, because the last discussion that we had was about money, because he owed, like, 16 grand to my college, 'cause he wasn't paying alimony, he was just paying my studies. That's all that he, like, paid. So he didn't pay my studies, and then, yeah, he owed a lot of money. And, you know, I sent him a text, and I asked him, please, like, I need to pay the debt or I can't study this year. So the last conversation that we had was in January, early, early, no, like not even January, end of December, right before his birthday. So I do feel really bad because, you know, it's not how I would have wanted things. And 2 weeks ago, no, 3 weeks ago, we were in Joburg, which is where my aunt and my grandparents live. And we had the opportunity to see him, but we didn't want to. And then 3 weeks later, you know, he killed himself. So it's been tough, you know, a lot of guilt, a lot of, you know, what ifs and everything. And I know it's not healthy to dwell on things like that, but you ask the method. Well, it's pretty horrible. He hung himself in my grandparents' backyard. They have a huge, I don't know what you call it in English. Let's think. Almost like a roof where you park cars underneath. I can't remember the English word now. I don't know. Like, you know, I'm Afrikaans, so sometimes I forget. But it's just like a it's just like a roof where you park cars under. It's not like a garage or anything, but they had like this huge roof, and then there were like a few caravans and a few cars, because my uncle works on like old cars and stuff, so he keeps them in underneath that roof. And the roof is like has like these little almost like these, I don't even know what the words are in English, sorry, I just can't remember what you call it. But so underneath this roof is like a lot of like it has like a lot of metal poles at the top, and between like all the cars and everything, he like, you know, he hung himself there. And so my grandmother found him the next morning, and yeah, it was pretty horrible. I mean, nobody deserves to see their kid like that, you know. It's really the worst. So yeah, that's how it happened. And it's just, I don't know, sometimes it still feels unreal. I just wish that I could have remembered the last time I had a decent conversation with him, you know. So okay, on to the next subject, posting. Okay, so we've had quite the debate about this the past few days, but I am sorry that I posted that one pic that I said that I wasn't going to. Honestly, it just kind of slipped my mind, to be honest. Like, when you said it, I felt really bad, and I forgot all about the fact that I said that I wasn't going to post that one. I will remove it if it would make you happy. I do enjoy showing my pussy just closed like that. I don't want to spread it. I know it sounds silly, but I do like the idea that I am leaving something to the imagination, you know? So, no, I'll never go there, but I just like showing it closed. So I'm sorry about that. You didn't upset me. I've just been distracted with my work, and it takes a long time to reply to your text messages, and when I do this, I can work a little in between as well. So I'm sorry, and I feel the same way as you do. I don't want you to be upset, and I don't want you to feel hurt, because that's the last thing I want, because I love you and I care about you more than anything or anyone on Reddit or off of Reddit, and you're all that matters, and I love you so much, Daddy. And I've been sitting in front of my desk right now and just thinking about you and how badly I want to hold you and how badly I just want to be with you and just do everything that we've talked about, just everything. And I just want to be with you. Like, if I had my way, you'd be here and we'd be together and we'd, and I'm serious, we'd get married, we'd move in together and we'd just be together forever and I'd never look back. But since we can't do that, I am fine with what we have. But because I don't have you in person, a lot of my needs are still lacking, you know? So posting fulfills some of those needs. And I think even if I did have you, I'd still enjoy posting. But we could do that as a couple, you know? So I'm sorry that I do post. I know that you'd probably prefer it if I didn't, but it does help me, you know, feel a bit more fulfilled sexually. Especially since I rarely ever have sex, so, well, these days I don't have a lot of sex, so, you know, it's hard. If I had you in person, I probably wouldn't feel like I needed to post, probably, so, I hope you understand. It's really important to me that you understand, because I love you. I really, really, really love you so much, and I want you to always be sure of that. And I want to make you happy, and I don't want to make you feel upset like you are today, and I'm sorry. And I wish that you were here just loving me and just rubbing my pussy and telling me you love me, calling me yours as I just stroke your cock, fighting the urge to just get under the covers and take your cock into my mouth. I just want you, Daddy. I just wanna fuck you. I want you to own my asshole. My asshole is begging. Begging to be fucked. It's dying to be fucked by you, Daddy. Oh, I just want you to fuck the literal shit out of me. Oh, you have no idea, but I want you, Daddy. I let you do anything to me, and I'd do anything for you if we were together. I fucking love you. And even just talking to you, even though you can't even answer me right now, fuck, I just get so turned on by the thought of you, baby. I fucking love you. And I hope that you can listen to this soon. I love you, Daddy. And I'm sorry if I upset you. I just love you so much.